want to certify that we have a quorum. We do. So therefore, we'll move forward. All right. Let's stand and do the invocation, and we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance. Dear Heavenly Father, please protect us and guide us in the correct direction to make decisions for our citizens in Westminster. Keep your hand on us, provide for us, and go with us when we leave this place. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, we have a quorum, as I've certified. All right, I'm going to turn it over to you, Mr. Bronson, for comments from the staff.
Have no comments. Happy to answer any questions you might have.
All right, well, let's consider the minutes from January, because we have not met for a couple months because we didn't have any business to take care of. So,
I was here for those.
Any changes to the minutes from January 27th?
No.
Okay. If no changes, then I need a motion and a second to move forward with them.
Move to accept the minutes as written.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Old business. You want to take up that, Kevin, and review this for
yes, ma'am.
For us and tell us what the city needs?
I'm fairly certain. So this is mostly just an update to you and a report. I think Reagan briefed you all on the South Carolina chapter of the American Planning Association offered to do a corridor study for us. And the area that we picked for them to study is 123, starting where right as you come into downtown where it splits, going back to the intersection there at Ingalls, where Highway 24 comes in. So what you have in your packet, and I didn't print everything. If you want more of the documents, I'll print them for you, or I can show you on the iPad. You have in the packets in front of you right now is a summary from Reagan of what the key takeaways were, and then you have the final recommendations. For the most part, what this is, they did when they came in, they looked at the way the road's laid out, how we currently use it, meaning how it's zoned, how the curb cuts are, how it's landscaped, how it's not landscaped, and they apply what they call their best practices, and they put in their report, here are things that you can do. And each of those recommendations are things the Planning Commission can either accept as the report as it's written, or you can say, we like the report, but we don't like any of the subcomponents of it, and we want to take those out. I'll run through it. It really is more of a description of what we currently have and ways we could make changes in the future. It doesn't dictate those changes, but a great example, if you read through it, is rather than if a new business were to come in and they are looking at putting parking in the front and the building in the back, the best practice is you put the building closer to the street and the parking in the back. That creates a better visual sight line. It's just
we had a workshop. I guess it was maybe your
it
first
was.
Meeting.
Okay.
So and y'all people went through. Talked about 123 and you know what can be done on that wide stretch of road.
And it's challenging.
Yeah.
But because of building location, because if I remember correctly, and I'm one that I remember certain things vividly, but they were talking about 6 foot wide. Taking the sidewalk, moving the sidewalk from beside mm-hmm. 6 foot planter and 6 foot sidewalk. The only pushback that I gave was that some of these areas will lose most of their parking and they will not have a place to change. There's the tire place changed down but past Hardee's, Hunter's Feed and Seed, of course, the Napa and the old closed down Cox gas station across the street. And so I think, don't get me wrong, I love the idea. We need to do something visually. But how do we do it?
Well, that did not come in the report. So okay. They must have taken what you said to heart. Mm-hmm. There isn't anything in here.
I skimmed it. I didn't read it and make notes.
The other thing that they suggest is taking and putting planted medians along that stretch. Mm-hmm. And there's a diagram that I think is more for just a visual aid. It's on page 15 of your packet that shows from a pretty... a literally high level,
yeah.
Places where you could put some landscape medians, that would all have to be coordinated and worked with DOT. They do those in a lot of other cities, so there's nothing that's recommended in here, in my opinion, that looks or sounds exotic from what you'd see in any other place. It just requires that you have to sit down with DOT and work through it, come up with the funding plan. Also in Reagan's synopsis, the part of why this has landed on a few people's radar is at the looking at what they call it at the COG, their regional transportation plan. I can't remember what the name of that group is.
It wasn't a Vision Zero thing, it was something else. Mm-hmm. I remember seeing something about... I read through this stuff.
The COG has... Vision Zero is something that's led by DOT.
We used some transportation grants from the depot.
The Appalachian Council Government's on page 8, page 2 of the report, page 8 of what you have. The Appalachian Council Government's Rural Transportation Improvement Plan, 24-33. And Highway 123 is referenced a lot, but not the section that comes through Westminster. And according to this, in 2027, $150,000 will go toward a Highway 123 corridor study. Now, I don't know that necessarily is just within the bounds of Westminster, but I think it's throughout Highway 123 in Oconee County. Part of the benefits of a plan like this, we get our plan done and adopted, then when they come in and do that corridor study, they see that we have already started doing some of the lifting for them, putting some thinking through some of the mm-hmm. things like you just mentioned, Charles. And those things can be incorporated into that plan. Typically, to get funding out of that transportation improvement plan, you've got to be mentioned and suggested within a study that it be funded. So this is a good start to that. You all, I believe, know that.
We're talking, 2027 at best?
Well, if they fund it in 2027, I would give it 18 months for them to do it.
2029.
Yeah, it could even be in the early 2030s before anything would actually change out there. But this report we could use to take to DOT to start the conversation about any variety of things that are mentioned in here, like doing the median landscapes, any type of traffic.
Just small things would help, you know. That it,
cutting the weeds in a couple places would help. Just saying.
Putting tires behind the tire store like they were supposed to be when it was first.
I don't mean it ugly.
No, I know you don't.
Well, I'll be happy
to
answer any additional questions. So down here on your agenda, staff requests that the Planning Commission consider the following actions. Accept the document as presented. Make recommended changes and amendments, if any. And then make a recommendation to City Council that they accept or not accept the document with or without changes.
Discussion?
I'll start, I don't care.
Okay.
I don't mind talking. I feel that Westminster needs something to position ourselves strategically against our competition, which is Walhalla and Seneca. If you compare the two downtowns, we're not looking as good. But we've had a lot of potential. Is it perfect? No. Is it a start? Is it a place to start a conversation? I think it is. I think we need to start the conversation now versus 2-3 years down the road. And if this is, if you feel comfortable, this is the document to help prepare us to get to that conversation, I'm all for saying let's do it.
Yeah. I agree. How many years have I worked?
I mean, the last
the
road work.
The sewer is going to be replaced on that main section relatively soon.
Yes,
correct?
We were working. The guys were working today. We have part of our grant from the state to replace sewer lines in the city includes as much as we can afford to do, because we can't afford the whole thing. But the sewer line runs right up the middle of 123, starting at the intersection of 24 to 123 coming into town. So what they were going through today was trying to determine how far up the road, starting at 24 coming this way, we can get with the amount of money we have based off the unit pricing. So yes, we will be tearing the road up for the contractor to get in. There's just some of it that you can't. You've got to have access to it one way or another. And they're going to try and do some pipe bursting. They're going to try and do some bores. But they probably will have to cut the road.
You're talking about 123 and Windsor.
123, where 123 and 24 come together.
From Ingalls up.
Ingalls back this way.
Because I know that area behind Wishbrook and all that. Becky, who I talk to a lot. There's some horrible sewer issues there.
Well, they have some bad stormwater issues there.
Okay, so that's probably been corrected then.
Well, we have not corrected it. Some of it is, it's the storm drain that runs right behind Wishbrook and Fred Bland's buildings. Mm-hmm. It's undersized. So we need to upsize that pipe.
But that's not part of the sewer.
That's not part of the sewer.
Okay. I just know she's had some flooding issues.
Yes.
And she's very supportive. She's never negative when we're talking. It's, what can I do to help them get moved this along? She's very, very positive. In fact, she said if anything ever happened to her husband, she was going to move to Westminster.
Well, Charles, to answer your question directly, I think this is a good report. It just makes a lot of recommendations. Mm-hmm. It doesn't, you recommending it to the council,
there's no dictate in it.
There's nothing. The next step would be for the council to consider it in the same format.
It's non-binding. It's just a
recommendation.
A template of what they recommend, and would I probably go through at some point, get closer to nitty-gritty, and maybe do some stuff. But overall, I think it's a better plan than what we got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beats nothing.
So, well, and this is, you got to have a plan if you're going to go after the money. Because if you show up and ask them for money, and they'll ask you, what's your plan? Mm-hmm. This is the first step toward getting
one. Okay.
So staff would recommend you approve the document. If you want to make any changes, of course, that would be appropriate. But Charles, I think listening to you talk, they have already only incorporated what they heard a consensus to be incorporated.
I did not, like I say, I skimmed it. I did not read it.
But it was 50-something pages when I started it.
And you know, so it made sense.
I didn't read all of it.
A lot of it, I remember them going over, and I was looking. And I wrote on before we started 6-6 because I knew that was something, and I did not see it, but I wanted to bring it back up just because I don't want to handicap an already handicapped business. That's, to me, is not what we're here for.
Well, typically when you do something like this, you don't go in and make anybody who's in an operating business.
You usually leave
them alone.
Almost always somebody's grandfather.
But dang, if we grandfather everybody in, we don't get nothing done. So, I mean,
well,
you know.
Well, there's some empty buildings sitting down through there. They shouldn't be grandfathered. But anyway.
I make a motion
that we accept it as written.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, let's move on with our next new business.
So, Ms. Powell, this is for you to open a public hearing on an ordinance where we're actually segregating out different parts of what is all now in one ordinance. We want to have it in a couple of different places based off of legal counsel
making things
suggestion.
Better, easier to enforce, yes. That kind of thing.
So what we would ask you to do is kind of follow these line items, open the public hearing, which you have to do with a motion and second and vote. You ask if there's anybody here to speak. And then you do the same thing to close the public hearing.
I make a motion that we have an open hearing on this proposal and hear no objections to that.
Second.
We will open it and open the floor, and having no bodies here, we'll hear from our staff member.
Yeah, so I'll go ahead and talk to you about number 9 since you opened it, and then when you get to 9 you'll know what you're talking about or okay. what you're being asked. Back in 2023 we adopted, you know, we did a lot of zoning ordinance changes in 21, 22, and 23.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When we did the final adoption, we bundled some things together that the now legal counsel we have suggested that we take out and make separate. The building ordinances and the zoning code should be separate. That way you don't have them. State law allows you to kind of do whatever you want to. However, legal counsel says it's best if you have them in separate places. So, one, it's easier to find what you're looking for, but then two, if you have any challenges, either in terms of legal challenges or in implementation, you have different things that you're looking at and it's not wrapped up in one. The adoption of the 2023 ordinance removes some procedural language. One is how to appeal notifications, etc. This ordinance would reinstate that. We held the first reading of the ordinance with City Council at the April 8th City Council meeting. They went ahead and provided some comments to you as the Planning Commission. There are 3 of them. The first is, and Mayor Ramey and Councilman Adam Dunn, y'all both know, work in the construction world, so they're a bit more familiar than the rest on council. And myself in terms of what the International Property Maintenance Code requires. They suggested that we probably don't want to adopt the 2024 IPMC, but stay with the 2021 IPMC because that is what Oconee County is currently using. And because they do our building permits and inspections, we want to stay on the same page.
That was the question I had, was if we're going to still be consistent with the county.
Yes.
Because I did think the county was on 21.
They are.
Because it's done every 3 years, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. And typically, any place I've ever worked, you give those new versions of the code a little bit of time for some of the big cities to adopt and find what the problems are. Because there's usually something in there that nobody likes, and they go back and they revise it. It's not good to be on the cutting edge of adopting the IPMC. You want to lag a little bit. Mm-hmm. But we also want to have a consistent set of ordinances with what the county has since they are gracious enough to do that. The second comment that council had was the requirements of licensed technicians, so think plumbing, electrical, etc. It restated it, but according to our legal counsel, it's those trades are already required license. To be licensed by state law, so it's not necessary for us to restate it. So that was removed.
Remove that.
Yes, ma'am. And that was one of the things that the council asked. And then the third thing, and Reagan went back and reviewed audio files from Planning Commission and I think council. The council asked why there were still brick underpinning for mobile homes in the code, because when they discussed it, they had asked for that to be removed. When you discussed it as a Planning Commission, you asked for it to be inserted. So what happened was we heard 2 different things and we didn't rectify it. So now we're looking to bring that back together. And
what's the reasoning for removing brick?
If you require brick, it costs more to put a new mobile home in. If you require brick is typically, and Charles will speak, or both y'all, all 3 of y'all can speak this much better than I can. It is typically seen as having a better aesthetic if it's got the brick underpinning, but it does cost more, which reduces affordability.
I remember us discussing that. One commissioner.
Where are mobile homes currently allowed in the city?
Wherever we have, they're really allowed all over the city based off of two zoning designations that allow them. So it kind of depends, Charles. I don't have a zoning map in here to be able to show you which one.
It's the lower ones, right? I'm remembering this correctly.
The lower ones. Not fine.
Like R8.
Yeah, you have a general residential that is allowed. I think that's the RMC. You have...
We've added those new sections. Yep.
You have two, maybe three different code or zoning designations that allow for a mobile home. And we still have quite a few what I would call remnant lots that are still... The lot sizes are the exact size of a single wide.
I know where they are.
And sometimes those are problematic because once the mobile home's removed for it, you really can't build anything back on it because of setbacks.
But I thought we did that new zone where you could put like a 800 square foot house.
We did. And it does reduce the setbacks. But you only have... Maybe one or two lots.
And this is off the subject, but I'll get right back on. We really need to have a review and bring Charles. I mean, I know he's probably done his orientation with ACOG.
Yeah,
but focus just on Westminster, because if you don't use it, you lose it.
Yeah.
And just a good review and bring him up to speed so that he knows.
So the what's in front of you now is for you to decide if you would still like to suggest or recommend to the city council that you require the brick underpinning or remove that requirement.
So will that cause the people that already have mobile homes here to have to,
no.
Or is it just
no? It won't be retroactive. They can only enforce it from the date we pass it forward.
Yeah, from the new ones. And city council, I believe, is not inclined to pass an ordinance with brick underpinning. I'm not saying that they won't, but when I heard them talk about this ordinance, my read of the room was they didn't want that to be there.
Well, that we went back and forth on that.
Here's my read of the room. Are we wanting to be the place where people come and just dump trailers with ugly underpinning? They will use everything we give them. If we allow mobile homes to come in with just cheap underpinning, the weed eaters eat it up. It looks like crap. Mobile homes are hard to sell. Anyway, they're challenging. I just think aesthetically we need to change things up. What we've done is not working. We need to be more forward thinking. I'm for the brick underpinning. I know it costs more. And I'm a real estate agent. There's two of us sitting here. Does it cost more? Yeah, but it also helps to protect our local property values and the aesthetics of our community in which we live in. We've got too much junk here now. I live across the street from two burned houses. She's got one listed. Hallelujah. Is it under contract?
May the first.
Get me a new neighbor. Anyway, get me a new neighbor. But these are the things I'm talking about. You know, I understand, we need housing, affordable housing for people, but at what cost? I don't know. I think brick underpinning in the city.
I voted for brick however many years ago.
Yeah. Well, it's still your prerogative as a planning commission to make whatever recommendation you like.
Well, I'm for brick, and I'll make it known.
And I'm second for brick. And I would think Lashie has a beautiful storefront. Why would she? I don't know exactly where she lives. I know the street she lives on.
I have nothing wrong with a mobile home being in town. I just want it to look like things need to look. And
the council's going to do what they want to.
They get the final say. We're going to run it up flagpole. You want me to make a motion on that?
Yes.
Well, hold on. First, you're still in the public hearing.
Okay.
So
that's
right. Your next thing would be to close the public hearing with a vote.
Okay, we're going to close the public hearing. for this ordinance.
So you need a motion and a second.
Motion to close.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, you opened it, you closed it, yes ma'am, and then just in case the recorder doesn't work, now what you would need to do is consider, you're on item number 9, you'd consider ordinance 05132501, and then you can make a motion that would, my suggestion is you make a motion that accepts the write-up of number 1 and number 2. And then that requires brick underpinning in point number 3. And you can just say you make that in the form of a motion, what I just said, and Reagan will write it that way.
All right. We'll try to do this right here, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
I'd like to make the motion to accept ordinance number 05-13-2025-01 and accept item number 1, accept item number 2, but require brick underpinning on item number 3.
That is our motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
All right.
Next step.
Item number 10 is adjourned.
Yeah, two really quick questions.
Okay.
You better be quick.
I will. So, where are we on the unused building situation? I get lots of questions on that. And
the vacant building registry?
Yeah. Like, are people really getting, is it really being enforced?
It is. I will have Reagan follow up with the report. We have given it to you all. We have given a report to the city council. When we first enacted the vacant building registry, there was a 1-year period before it became, you had to put it, we put properties on the vacant building registry, we notified the property owners, and then they had 1 year before the clock really started to tick, before they had to start paying penalties and such. And that year, I think, was toward the end of 24. We've had a number of properties that have come on and gone off. We have a report, so I will get Reagan to send that to you.
I saw something the other day, and they were complaining, and I thought, the city's doing everything they can do.
People go to the store very frequently, but, you know, our buddy across the railroad,
we know.
Who's involved in that?
I forgot we recorded, so.
You said you had two things?
Yeah, I forgot the other one already. It'll come back to me probably like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I'm sorry that I live on the other side of the tracks from you, okay?
It's okay.
It's fine.
Which, when you adjourn, I turn the recorder off.
And then we can ask
motion
all kinds of
questions. Motion to adjourn, then we can talk.
Second. Motion to adjourn.
I really wish I could.
Okay.
The other one was. It was somewhat
until
used to
the study.